Hi, this is Olivia.
And this is Robin, and you're listening to K-Pop Hot Sheet. Make sure to follow us on Instagram and YouTube at K-Pop Hot Sheet and rate us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify if you enjoyed the show. So it has been a minute per usual, but we're back, and we're also bringing back some hot topics that we have talked about before. Per usual, you know, the news never dies when it comes to New Jeans, and Jay-Z also have an update on the guy from NCT who had been just very quickly removed from SM that we had talked about before. But then we will lighten things up by listening to some music that has come out. So I will get things started with this horrible story update. That kid from, well, he's not a kid, actually. He's 30 years old. This grown-ass man who should have known better, who is a bad, bad person. Tael from NCT. So we had talked about this. When was that? It was a couple of months ago.
I was just trying to think if it was like this year or last year. But I don't think it was, because it's only March and we've only done a couple episodes. I think it was last year that we heard about it and we were like, for him to get removed that quickly is very serious, but we knew nothing at that point.
Oh, wow. So it was in our podcast episode that involved Suga's scooter saga, posted on September 8th of last year, actually. So it's been like 6 months or so. But yeah, SM Entertainment, who usually is so slow to react to anything, had kicked him out. There was basically rumors at that point about some sexual assault allegations, but now some more information has come to light. So he has been indicted without detention on charges of sexually assaulting a woman with acquaintances. So he was actually indicted without detention for what they call special quasi-rape, I guess is the charge. And special quasi-rape is when two or more people collectively assault a victim or a person sexually assaults another while carrying a weapon, making the victim unable to defend themselves. So there has been no talk about a weapon being involved, but it is him and two accomplices, I believe, involved in sexually assaulting an intoxicated woman last June.
So, because the quasi-rape sounds like it was like almost rape, but not. So when they say collectively assaulted, like they sexually assaulted her, but like maybe not, I'm gonna get a little bit graphic, not penetrated, is that what they're trying to say? Or
I think it's a legal way to say that the person was unable to resist.
Well, wouldn't that be any sort of rape, I guess? I don't know. Okay. I don't know.
I don't know. Regardless, I mean, who knows what they did or did not do if there are three grown-ass men involved.
Yeah. Ugh, so gross.
It's very fucking gross. So, yes, the Seoul Central District Prosecutor's Office's Women and Children's Crime Investigation Division 1 indicted him and his two accomplices on February 28th. So they have been indicted on charges under the Act on the Punishment of Sexual Crimes. So the Seoul police had received the victim's report last June and applied for arrest warrants for all three of them. However, the court rejected the request, citing that they had admitted to the crime. So I think that explains some of the stuff with SM. Like, they had fully admitted that this had happened. Reducing the need for detention. So as a result, the police summoned him for questioning in August, 2 months after receiving that report, and then forwarded the case to prosecution in September. So it is around that time that SM was like, we got to get this man the fuck out of here.
Well, he fully on admitted to it. There's like no, there's not even a, hey, there's an investigation. He could be not guilty. Like, it's on record now.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't want to touch that. I'd be like, sorry, bye.
Yeah. And final note here, the suspects insisted that the crime was not premeditated. But unlike his accomplices, so the other two men involved who appeared before prosecutors for questioning, Tael did not respond to the summons, citing health issues. Mm-hmm. So reportedly, his legal team submitted medical documents and a statement from his attorney so that he did not have to appear for questioning.
I wonder why they admitted to it that quickly. I know sometimes you do that because it could like lessen your sentence and stuff like that. But the fact that it was so quick, it's either they have some crazy evidence against them that's like, there's no way you're going to get out of it. Like, might as well just admit to it now type thing. But it's very interesting.
I think it might be the fact that allowed them to not be detained. So like when you look at the timeline and everything, it bought him a couple of months where he probably thought like, I'm a famous dude from NCT. My lawyers can figure out how to make this go away.
But you admitted to it. I don't know how you can make that go away. I would just like plead the fifth or something, whatever that is, right? But okay, it's just, I don't know. It's fucking gross. I'm glad they took him out of the group. I don't know what to say. It's like, how in this day and age, when you've seen so many things after the Me Too movement as well, and like, you know, you're in a popular entertainment group, you know, there's like eyes everywhere nowadays, like, how do you still have the balls and the audacity to do this?
I don't know. It's gross. It's all very gross. And I didn't want to ruin my entire day by looking up to see whether fans are still defending him. I imagine they probably are, but maybe not. I don't know. Because I know when the news first came out, a lot of people were like, it's just allegations. Like, everybody wants to act like women are making up stories for funsies. Like, it's fun to be identified as a victim of a crime.
You want your family and friends and coworkers to know that you were raped. Yeah, like, that's great.
So, anyway, we're going to move on from this. I don't want to think about it anymore.
Yeah.
Horrible, yeah. Horrible.
Thank you for the update. I guess I'm sure that we're going to have another update. We'll see
if it comes out. But at least justice is hopefully being served.
Yeah, I hope so.
So it's better than half the other scenarios that we end up hearing about.
I know. And yet, like, and maybe justice will be served, but this guy wasn't popular enough to come out of it. But I always think about Seungri, how now he's out and about, mm-hmm. not in Korea, but like he's still out there making money with his fucking fame. So that's just disgusting to me.
Yes.
Oh, which, sorry, this wasn't on the agenda, but that just sparked the actress that passed away recently.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that? Yeah. I'm forgetting her name, but she played the young girl in The Man from Nowhere with Won Bin, which is a great movie. She was a child actress, very popular, very big. And a couple years ago, I guess she got into like a drunk driving accident and she like hit some like energy box thing. I don't think anyone was hurt, but she just like crashed and people went at her. Of course, Korea being Korea, like she paused, like dropped out of shows or movies, like kind of paused her career, and her career kind of took a dive. And she died. What was it, like a couple weeks ago?
Mm-hmm.
By suicide. And that was just so sad that it's, you know, she made a mistake, but she couldn't come out of it. And society put so much pressure on her. But that's why I thought of her, because Seungri. Like, Seungri made a big-ass freaking mistake, went to time for it, got convicted for it, and now he's out living his best life. Like, it's...
Yeah, I think
so frustrating.
I think in her case too, there was an element of like it financially ruined her. Because I think like she hit, I don't know if it's actually a transformer. I don't know enough about how electricity works, but
some kind of thing.
It like took the power out in like, you know, small mom and pop businesses that had like a restaurant with refrigerated food that all went bad and then they couldn't be open for however long or whatever. She had to pay a lot of money. So it wasn't just the shame of like, I was drunk driving and got into an accident and caused all this stuff, but there was a financial element to it as well, which I feel like a lot of these men tend to not have like it financially ruin them. I'm sure Seungri has a lot of money in the fucking bank still.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, anyways, we can move on. Sorry for the side note, but it just came into my head.
Oh, no. I mean, It's a good point. I mean, also going back to like people who have not done all that much bad or harm to other human beings, your man Top, T.O.P.,
Yeah.
just smokes some weed and then everybody gives him shit. He comes out in Squid Game, people still giving him shit.
Oh yeah, I it's funny because when Squid Game was the new season was about to come out, I was out with some of my husband's friends, and one of them is Korean American, lives here now, but like grew up in Korea, and I was like, oh, I'm so excited, Top is my favorite, I can't wait to see him and stuff like that. And she made a comment like, oh, but you know, he had like the scandal. Like she was kind of like surprised that, you know, and I was like, oh, but he just smoked weed. Like it wasn't that big of a deal. I was surprised that it was still like fresh in people's minds like this, and they were still having that stigma about him when he barely even did anything. And it really ruined him too. I think we spoke about him. We're gonna bring it up into the podcast. I don't think we ever did. There was an article that came out where he was talking about whether he would join Big Bang again, and he was basically saying that he wouldn't be ready to do so because he doesn't want to kind of bring that baggage and the negativity and the bad press to the group, right? Because they've worked so hard all these years, like out of respect of that, like he's just not ready to do that to them, which is so sad for like something that to me wasn't a big deal. I know to Korea it was, but it really wasn't that big. Like he didn't hurt anyone, whereas you have again Seungri, who actually hurt people, was running this whole freaking side business, this gross side business of hurting women, and he still gets hate from it years later. So it's just ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, we have to talk about NJZ, which I can't even stand saying
I
that.
can't stand you saying it because every time I just think of Jay-Z, like Jay-Z the rapper, and I'm just like, what? And my brain like gets confused for a split second.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about NewJeans. So of course, I mean, they're gonna be in the news for a while now. We're just gonna have to keep talking about them because it's a real life K-drama. And I read somewhere there's some K-drama that's coming out. I don't know. I think they're casting for it now, maybe, but it's supposed to be like loosely based on a agency head that is similar to perhaps a certain Min Hee Jin. So I'm gonna absolutely binge watch that one when it
Oh
comes
yeah, you gotta
out.
tell me when it comes out or when you know the name.
Yeah, so NJZ, there was the first injunction hearing recently in the past day or two. Of course, these girls show up dressed in all black, like they're going to a funeral, and it's not just like typical, I'm going to court and I need to look professional for a court environment. Like they seriously looked like they were going to a funeral.
It just reminds you of like what Min Hee Jin, how she was dressed for her first press conference. Like, I mean, she looked like a mess. The girls don't look like a mess, but it's very clear that they're trying to look like distressed and like put on this facade.
Yeah, it's intentionally performative. It's so, So the first injunction hearing request has taken place. So we have a couple of the comments from the members paraphrased, and then I'm going to go into some of the things, you know, that HYBE has responded to. But, you know, first we have Haerin saying that she felt, quote, helpless watching HYBE tarnish their image without a door stepping in. Danielle apparently had spoke a lot about Min Hee Jin. She referred to the group as having six members, expressing her concern for Min Hee Jin amidst the ongoing controversy and emphasizing their desire to keep working with her. So here is a quote from Danielle. Quote, we are very sensitive to each member's condition, so we always worry about injuries. While there are five of us on stage, we are actually a team of six, including CEO Min Hee Jin. Seeing her being attacked and reading all these absurd articles, I was terrified of losing her. She concluded by firmly stating, quote, I want to continue being with CEO Min Hee Jin in the future. So netizens have been reacting to that, you know, talking about how they've been brainwashed, which we've been saying all along.
It's very cult-like comments and behavior.
Yeah, it's odd. And I picked this one netizen quote because I was like, oh, yes, that's a good way to think of it. They start by saying Danielle is in love with Minhee-jin, but the second part, imagine someone from another group saying this about their CEO.
Yeah.
Like, can you even imagine that?
The only people that I could think of were very close to the CEO is BTS with CEO Bang. I forget his name. But the high big hit whatever CEO Bang Si-hyuk or something, I don't know. I know they were very close with him. I know he like apparently like mortgaged his house or whatever. He was very close with the group and like sure, but I that's the only scenario that could be like okay. And that's different because I feel like they were so close because they weren't this big machine yet. Like they were just, oh, it's just us and the CEO and he's helping us out. Whereas like with Minhee-jin or the SM or JYP, like the CEO is there to like help make money. If like they do something and they leave at some point, like I'm thinking like our company too. If the CEO leaves, like, oh, it could be sad, but like, okay, whatever, like shit happens, you know, it's business. I will continue being an employee and doing my work. The fact that they're so loyal to her and they're like, oh, if she leaves, we leave type thing is weird.
It is weird. Haiyan accused Adore of being, quote, filled with HYBE loyalists who had no intention of defending the group. She alleged hypocrisy from HYBE, saying that the agency blocked them while claiming to support them. Minji described the extreme stress and anxiety the members endured ahead of their comeback. So, I mean, they're still playing this very, honestly, like, emotional, I felt a certain type of way, defensive play as to why they're trying to break a legal contract, which is not gonna fly.
Yeah, I don't think so either. Like, who cares if you felt, like, anxious and all that stuff? Like, there's nothing to do. A contract's a contract. Legal binding. You gotta do your job.
Mm-hmm. So some of the things that they have put forth in terms of, you know, their response in court is that HYBE's extensive media play, abandoning NewJeans to start fresh, Eyelet's plagiarism controversy, and destroying the cooperative relationship with Dolphiners Films all happened from 2023 to 2024 among HYBE's label artists. No one except the defendant experienced such treatment. So they're basically trying to say that they've been continuously discriminated against and were being excluded from things. They were being replaced. HYBE was trying to discard them.
But here's where I have issue with that like, I don't think HYBE was trying to discard them because they were very successful. I'm sure they were bringing in a lot of money. But yes, do sometimes other groups within your own company get a little bit ahead or get opportunities that you don't? Yeah, we see that happen all the time, right? Like they'll debut a new group and then sort of the older groups like a Red Velvet or an FX might not get as many opportunities. It sucks, but it's just kind of is what it is. It is the industry. And you could be upset about that. That's fine. But you can't just be like, well, I'm going to break my contract now. And I don't think they were trying to sabotage you. Like, they're still going to want to make money from you. They're not going to be like, buy NewJeans.
Yeah. And the legal counsel mentioned HYBE breaking its promise to debut the group as its first girl group. And it's like, unless that promise was in a contract.
Get over yourselves. Like, that's what I would say.
Here's the quote from the statement. After the debut evaluation ended in March 2021, they neglected the defendant until September 2021. During that time, Source Music debuted Le Sserafim first. There was no explanation.
So you're just jealous. Like, is this what it is? You're just jealous and upset that they said one thing once upon a time and then a business decision was made and something else happened? Like, is that what you're trying to... That's what the case is?
I mean... That's why I said, like, their case is, like, I feel a certain type of way.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well, God bless. Let's see how far they get.
Well, and here is what Adore is arguing. So Adore argued that New Jeans' success was due to parent company Hybe's full support, as you and I have stated before. We should just go be lawyers.
We should.
So, quote, Adore received a total investment of 21 billion won, which is about 14.5 million US dollars, from Hybe in two rounds for New Jeans' debut. This is unprecedented for an investment in a single group. With this investment, Adore developed a separate fan platform exclusively for New Jeans, and 10 billion won was invested in debut album production and marketing alone.
Oh my God.
The agency's legal counsel said.
Yeah, like they put so much money into them. They're not stupid to not want to get that money back.
Oh, and get this. They also added that the group had the privilege of using Hybe artist BTS fame as PR because New Jeans appeared in BTS's music video before their debut and were introduced as BTS sisters from the beginning. And at CEO Min Hee Jin's request, they were promoted as BTS succeeding group.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
I can't with them. Oh, we didn't. Oh my God, we didn't even address the video.
Oh, the fucking video, you guys. So, which one was it? One of the members, I forget which one it was.
I don't remember either, but yeah, one of the members.
She had that whole complaint about like, which group was it? Was it Le Sserafim or was it the group never named?
I think it was Eyelids. Eyelid and their manager or something.
Okay, well, whatever. Another Hybe girl group. So either Le Sserafim or Eyelid. Yeah. They had walked past them in a hallway and the other group's manager told them to ignore them and they didn't like greet them in the hallway, yada, yada, whatever. So now Hybe is like, bitch, we got receipts. We have cameras in the hallway. So there's a video of the interaction and the girls in the other group like completely bow to and acknowledge, like greets.
Yeah,
the New Jeans member.
Mm-hmm.
And I think some text messages came out between that New Jeans member and Min Hee Jin, where Min Hee Jin was basically like trying to make it a thing. And the girl saying, you know, it doesn't even bother me. I think maybe I heard them say to ignore me, but like, I'm not bothered by it. And Min Hee Jin was like trying to make it something. And clearly she did, because then it became part of a complaint.
Oh my God.
So at the end of the day, some minor things started happening. Min Hee Jin is being controlling and manipulative and turning these things into what she believes are valid excuses to break a contract because she wants to take the girls out of there with her. And it's so not valid. They are so gonna still, like, what is gonna happen when they are still legally obligated to stay at Adore? What are they gonna do?
I don't know. Like, stay at Adore, but then probably not release anything. This is what happened to, I think, this is an American artist, JoJo. Do you remember her? You know the song, It's Just a Little Too Late. Anyway, she was very big. She was like, not a child, but almost a child, like a teen singer. And she came out and she was so, so big. But then something happened with her, like agency or whatever, and she wanted to break the contract and couldn't. And because she couldn't, she could not release songs for, like, whatever her remaining contract was. It might have been, like, 10 years or something. It was something crazy. And just recently now, she's kind of back in the game. But now she's older and wasted, like, all those years where she couldn't release anything, like, continue with her fame. And that's what I think will happen to them. Like, you think Hybe is going to get them back and be like, oh, great, now we're going to give you everything that you wanted after you did this to us?
Mm-hmm.
Like, maybe they'll try to use them to make more money by putting them in, like, commercials or stuff like that. But I don't know if they're really going to come out with, like, new music.
Yeah, I feel like they're also going to end up owing them money for all this bullshit they're doing. And Jay-Z, like, if they go and they perform whatever new song at that No Name festival we were talking about last time.
Oh, God. Wait, when's that happened? Did that happen?
I don't think it happened yet, but...
Okay, because we have to look at that when it does happen.
Well, I mean, it will be shocking if they follow through with that. Like, that is literally insane. But in terms of what's coming up next, I guess on March 14th is going to be a hearing for Source Music versus Minhee Jin. On March 17th, the first arguments for Employee B's damages case against Minhee Jin. So Employee B was the former Adore employee who raised suspicions of concealing sexual harassment in-house by CEO Minhee Jin of Adore.
Oh, God.
April 3rd, we get the first hearing for Adore seeking confirmation of validity for their exclusive contract with New Jeans. So I cannot wait for that. April 3rd is going to be a big day in this K-drama.
Mm-hmm.
April 17th is the second hearing regarding the shareholder agreement termination between HYBE and Minhee Jin.
Yeah. I mean, the other way this could go is if they say, okay, you can terminate the contract, but I'm sure they're going to owe a lot of money.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know how they're going to come out of it, but I guess we'll find out by end of April at least.
I guess. Oh, boy.
The fun never stops.
No, just like 50-50, New Jeans drama is going to follow us for probably years to come.
Forever. Oh, my God.
But yeah, we wanted to, as always, try to end on a lighter note somehow. And Jennie from Blackpink, who historically Livvy and I have not been a super big fan of, she came out with her solo album. She has a video. I haven't heard the song or watched the video, so I wanted to be able to react live in real time with probably all of my really snarky and mean comments. But I'm going to go into it with an open mind.
Yeah, I always go into it with an open mind. So let's see.
Let's see what you got, Jennie.
Don't bars, take it to the chorus. Ooh, wanna rock with Jennie. Keep your hair done, nails done like Jennie. Ask them, I'm obsessed like Jennie. Like Jennie. Jennie, Jennie. I think I really like Jennie. Jennie. Haters that are really like Jennie. Jennie. Cause they can never ever be Jennie. 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 But have you ever met Jennie? Jennie.
Sorry, I can't stop laughing.
Just need a moment at the ending, yeah. It's so stupid. What was the point of that? I mean, should we even say? I feel like we should let people wait to see what's at the ending.
You don't want to spoil the end of the like Jennie music video.
But it was weird.
She turns into a capybara at the end. I think it's okay for us to tell everybody.
Is that a New Zealand thing? Because she's from New Zealand. Are they from New Zealand?
Maybe. Probably. I don't know. Either way, that was... I
mean, the song... Okay, capybara aside, I think the song is fun. The choreo is fire. I mean, there's not much happening in the music video, so it's like, okay, like, it's, you know, but the choreo is very synchronized, great. What I was kind of, like, put off by a little bit was the fact that the song makes it seem as if, like, she's, like, this cultural icon and, like, everyone want to get their hair done, nail done like Jennie. They want to be like Jennie. And I'm like, what does that even mean? Because I don't think you have, like, a hairstyle or nails that's, like, something crazy. Like, I could see Kylie Jenner, right? If you were going to say that, I'd be like, yeah, I could see that. Like, people, like, got into the whole lip kit with her, like, the way she has her hair. Like, she has a distinct style, but I don't think Jennie has a distinct style for you to be like, everyone's trying to copy me and be like me.
Yeah, here's my comment on this, which our comment generally on Jennie is always she's a tryhard. She's always trying too hard. So that's comment number one. But comment number two is, a lot of the times when I hear a song, something like this, I, like, halfway through, I thought to myself, do I not like the song or do I not like who is delivering the song? And the answer is the latter. I do not like who is delivering the song, because then I started to imagine if it was Jessie and she was delivering it in her Jessie way that has the confidence and, like, the balls to back up the statements, and she was, like, you know, being like, Jessie, yeah, that's
but
that song
Jessie
would be
has
fire.
A look. Jessie is unique. Jessie is iconic. That I could say, yeah, get your hair done and nails done like Jessie. She stands out. Where Jennie to me doesn't. Like, yeah, you stand out because you're a Blackpink and stuff like that. But I don't. Your style could be any K-pop girl at this point. I don't think you do anything that's, like, different in my point of view.
Yeah,
but I agree with you. Yeah, if it was Jessie doing the song, it would be more of a Jessie vibe.
Yeah, I would have actually really, really, really enjoyed that song if Jesse had made it.
Maybe there's some sort of plot twist. Maybe it was a Jesse song, and because she is kind of on the downhill right now, it went to Jenny, because it's Jesse, Jenny, Jenny. It could happen.
It could happen, but yeah, I wasn't picking up what she was putting down. I don't...
Yeah.
Even in the music video, it didn't feel like... It's to your point, like, she doesn't have her own brand in any way that I've been able to see. So it comes across so fake. I don't know. Yeah. Whatever.
I mean, she definitely has, like, she's an ambassador to a lot of things. Like, she definitely has, I guess, a following or a brand, you could say, but...
But her brand is
not her own.
Her brand, yeah. Her brand is almost like to represent other brands.
Yes, correct.
Anyway, moving on. While I was on YouTube to find the Jenny video, I had seen that Infinite came back, which I had no idea. So we are gonna see how our second gen boys are holding up in 2025. I'm excited. I had no idea this was happening.
Yeah, they better deliver. Let's see. I like that. It was very, I think, like... What are they, second gen? I think it was second gen coded, which probably I like it. There was fun. I don't think I'd be like addicted to it. You know what I mean? It didn't blow me away, but I enjoyed it.
Yeah. Same for me. Within the first like 2 seconds, as soon as the music started, I was like, I already like this, because very second gen. I don't even know that I have much more to say about it.
I know. But it was like, I was just thinking again, like I could like literally go and do chores around the house and I'd be bopping along to the song. Or like if I was to go work out, I would have it on, which is a good sign. And I only heard it once. I'm like, okay, like it's a fun song to have in the background. It's nothing like crazy, but it's also not like boring.
Yeah.
And they look good. They look great.
They do. I'm scrolling through the YouTube comments, stuff like, it's really dangerous not to watch this video full of multi-talented and amazing man.
Yeah. I mean, everyone loves the shirtless Sungyeol like that.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of comments about that.
A lot of comments about that, which, yes, they're looking great, I'm saying, for their age. Like, oh, my God. Like, I think they look better than what they did when they debuted. So... Aging like fine wine, as they say.
Wait, how old are they?
I feel like they must now be I've around my age, maybe. I don't know.
I gotta look it up. Let me see. Oh, no. Is it gonna make me do math? I hate when it gives me the year and I have to do the math myself. 1989?
Oh, they're a couple years older than me. So I'm 19.
They're between.
Yeah.
Are they between our ages?
So I'm turning 32 this year. I was born 92, so they're probably 35-ish. Are they all around that age?
They're all within a couple of years. So I think 30s. That's the oldest.
They're in the
member.
30s. Okay. They're like early to mid 30s. So yeah, they're looking freaking great. Oh my God. I should start going to the gym. I need to. I feel like I'm aging backwards. I need to step up my game.
Well, that was okay. Now I feel better because we always have to end on a happier note. Yeah. So,
well, it's okay. Jenny wasn't bad. Like, it was a good song. We just weren't, like you said, we weren't vibing with her on the song. It was just us being haters. Yeah. It just feels like she thinks she's all, that's what bothers me, that she thinks she's all that. And I just don't feel like she is. But that's just my opinion. I'm sure other people would disagree.
Let me say one more hateful comment.
I was like, we just couldn't end it.
The other thing that I dislike about Jenny is that like I'll see I don't think I follow her on social media. Maybe I do unintentionally. I don't know. Sometimes she shows up in my life, like her social media posts, and they just are so like not genuine.
Yeah. Genuine. Yeah.
I don't know.
I saw a clip and I'll just keep going with this hate. I saw a clip. She was on that show. I think maybe it's a British show. There's this blonde girl that has
Chicken Shop Date.
Okay. You know what it was? Cause it was gonna, yeah. Okay. I don't know if you saw it too, but she didn't seem genuine on that too. She's like, oh, I don't say I like a lot of people, but I like you. And it was just kind of like a weird conversation. It was just like, okay. Like,
yeah, I
just know charm. Like, Lisa has charm. Lisa's fun to watch. Rosie has charm. I don't think Jenny has. Maybe she's too shy. Maybe she's introverted and we're hating on her because of that. I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, I think maybe I'd mentioned this before, but there was like a video of Jenny with a bunch of kittens. Like, I don't know, that it was one of those dumb things where it's like, we're going to interview her and there's a bunch of kittens. And you could tell by the way she was even interacting with these adorable ass kittens that like, she's just, I don't know. I don't trust somebody who can't interact with a kitten in a normal fucking way.
I think... From what we're saying right now, I think she's introverted. But then that makes it even funnier that this is why she doesn't come off like her image fits, right? Because in her image, she's this like hard girl and she's like Jenny and she's like this woman and like rapper, like she's tough. And then she's not in real life, you know, which maybe there shouldn't be anything wrong with that. You could have two different personalities, but it's just weird to me because I see it in her music video that I don't trust it. I don't believe the image she's trying to portray that she is.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's what it is. We figured it out.
Well, we cracked it.
We cracked the code. We cracked the Jenny code. Well, I think that's all we got in us for today. Thank you for tuning in and following up on those... hot topics. Make sure to follow us on Instagram and YouTube at K-pop Hot Sheet and rate us on Apple Podcast and Spotify if you enjoyed the show. And you can also turn notifications on in Spotify by clicking the bell icon if you want to be notified of new episodes when they're uploaded. And until next time,
bye.